Christian relief groups prepare supplies in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. Gospel workers succumb to waterborne diseases as they minister in Bombay. And challenges face a scripture ministry in India. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Topping the news, international aid is ready to ship relief supplies in the U.S. to what may be the most devastating hurricane to hit New Orleans, Louisiana in a generation. International Aid's Miles Fish says the temporary shelters are set up to help thousands for a short period. But with a storm like Katrina, the survivors could be stuck there for an extended period of time.
So we will be providing what we call disaster relief kits, things for personal hygiene, first aid supplies, some medical supplies. But then we'll also be involved later on in the progress of this tragedy and helping to do the cleanup with volunteer support. We have all kinds of disaster relief supplies that are ready to be shipped and they're being loaded. And as soon as we get more detailed information about where the greatest need is, those supplies will be sent out.
As for sharing the hope of Christ in crisis, Fish says that's why they choose to work with local Christian partners.
Our strategy is that we will contribute our supplies and our efforts as a means for that local church to reach out and touch its own community. So we'll be working in partnership with the local churches in the affected area so that they can have ministry resources to provide to the people of their communities.
Meanwhile, God's been stirring up a vision in China for many years. Christians there have a passion to see the gospel spread over the entire world, and they see their part as to follow the Silk Roads from China throughout the Muslim world and back to Jerusalem. It's a village church movement that's been long and growing, but the church lacks resources and training. 10 Chinese missionaries are currently on the field. Johnny Lee's with Open Doors.
So I think mentally, we are in the preparation, and we have a great desire, but slowly. And for us, sending out 10 missionaries today is a big job already.
There may be a few missionaries right now, but Lee says,
behind that, that's more than 100,000 people. I talked to hundreds of people, and out of China, I think the desire is within the Church of China.
Pray that the Chinese church will be equipped and God will use their passion to reach the Muslim world with the gospel. You've been listening to Mission Network News. Nearly a month has passed since Mumbai, India was inundated by monsoon rains. While Gospel for Asia staff initially were among the first responders, the newest reports indicate they're now suffering from waterborne diseases as well. 12 people from GFA's Mumbai Bible College and area Believers Church pastors and family members have fallen ill. Yet in the midst of chaos, dedicated GFA workers have been ministering with the love of Jesus to desperate people hurting and without hope. Next, Audio Scripture Ministries reports that much of India's population is illiterate. That translates to roughly 600 million people who need the World Cassette Outreach in order to have access to the Scriptures. Teams have distributed over 11,000 Scripture listening kits. They've also started providing the voice recording for the Old Testament in Tamil. So far, all 12 books of the Minor Prophets have been recorded. So pray for continued protection of the staff as they provide access to the Scriptures for the illiterate across India. And finally, empowering locals to do Bible translation work is the heart of their ministry, so says the seed company's Roger Garland, and God's doing some amazing things.
We hear from people all the time who have a vision for Bible translation. In other words, God has touched them where they are. They've seen the need. They want to do something for their own people, and yet they don't know how. They don't have the tools and the training to do that.
So the seed company comes alongside national translators to provide training and connect them with U.S. partners who pray and sponsor the translation project. Garland says it's working.
The seed company has a vision statement that says, creatively networking God's people around the world to translate the Bible into every language for God's glory. That dream is really becoming a reality.
Visit our website to learn more about sponsoring a translation project. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Changed Lives is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It tells amazing Sat7 salvation stories and makes a great prayer guide for the Middle East and North Africa. That's Sat7's Atlas of Changed Lives at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.